Hey guys, Nate Sweeney, the directional leader of the Abiding Network here, and I personally want to say thank you for checking out the Abiding Life podcast. Our heart in sharing this podcast is that we can give you practical, spiritual, biblical tools to help you on your journey of intimacy with Christ. If you want to get more biblical resources, or if you're interested in partnering us with prayer and financial support, you can check us out at www.abidingnetwork.com, where we have many ministry resources to help you on your journey. Thank you so much for checking out the Abiding Life podcast, and God bless you. Hi guys, welcome back to the Abiding Life podcast. Nate Sweeney here. We have a phenomenal, exciting, hopefully encouraging episode today. This is our 100th episode of the Abiding Life podcast. Yeah, woohoo! Shout if I had a little party application here, I'd press the button and then we would hear everybody cheering and celebrating. So this is a pretty big deal for us. You know, there are a lot of people out there that say, I'm going to write a blog or write a podcast or do a podcast. And, you know, 10 or 12 episodes in, you know, it takes a lot. We've been on this every week for the last 100 weeks. And so this is a pretty big deal for us. And so today, I'm just going to do a quick thank you for checking us out and being a part. Share some more exciting things that may be coming along the pipeline of our podcast in the near future, as well as encourage you guys, if this podcast is a blessing to you, on whatever platform there that you're using, whether it's iTunes or whether it's just on the internet or social media, or if you're listening on the, what's the other one, Spotify, go ahead and share that. Share the content with people. We want to get more ways to get this content into people's hands. And so a lot of times it comes from a personal invite, where somebody says, hey, this podcast today really spoke to my heart in the season that I've been in, and I would encourage you to listen to it. So if you would be gracious enough to do that for us. So really, let's go back to kind of what is the heart of the Abiding Life podcast. And so number one, the heart was we have people consistently, me and my wife, I say we, and even in our ministry across the board, we have people asking for practical application to this thing called the Abiding Life. And so we've had people that reach out on marriage and parenting and what is it look like in the business sector, and the church is the biggest one, church leaders, and I probably spend the most of my time ministering to church leaders through the Abiding Church book and things like that. But now that we have this large platform, where we've got multiple YouVersions now, I think we got over 40,000 subscriptions and 20,000 completions where people have completed the plans. We have all of our published books. We have 5 books that have been published in the Abiding Life series. I've got one I'm working on this fall, hopefully coming out this maybe October, November. I don't know if it'll be that soon. And a 7th book then right around the corner that I'm getting. I mean, I'm probably halfway done with that one. And so that'd be Abiding in the Prince of Peace and then Abiding in Biblical Prosperity. And so we've got this mindset, this abiding concept, right? Well, the abiding life is more the practical, you know, how does this apply to my life? That's why we don't have most of our podcasts being more than 15 minutes. We want to just give you a nugget of truth each week that speaks to this abiding life. Because here's the deal. If you're an abider in Christ, if you're a disciple, our heart for you is that you learn to self-feed, that you're digging into the wealth or the deep, deep well of the Bible yourself, and you're finding nuggets of truth. And what this podcast does is encourages you and sharpens your sword and gives you maybe a fresh revelation of or an illumination from some things that God's putting in our heart. But ultimately, we want you to be self-feeders. So we don't want to just put out hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of teaching when at the end of the day, our heart for you as a disciple is that you become a student of the Word of God. You have a defense for the hope that is within you. You be diligent and faithful to study the Scriptures and to find out if what's being said is true. And, you know, you eat of the bread of life, which is the Word of God. And so that's our heart for you with these podcasts. Now, in addition to that, we occasionally will add in some longer ones. Maybe there was a sermon I preached that was just absolutely related by different ones, and so we decided to add it on here. We noticed one recently that we did last year that just had thousands of views that we were just shocked by, that it just took off for what reason, we don't know why. So we don't even know all the avenues of how far this podcast goes, but at the end of the day, some of them will be a little bit longer. One of the things we're looking to do in the very future is doing more of the Abiding Leader and Abiding Theology. And so the Abiding Leader we've had on, I probably did 7 or 8 of those this past year, where we just had more like theological discussions. The Abiding Leader would be you know, I've interviewed pastors or like we did one on how to write a book, starting, well, what are some four key areas if you're looking to publish a book? And, you know, we talked about a business owner who loved God in his business, and he's using his business, used to be a pastor, but now he's doing his ministry in the marketplace. We did an interview on some one of my book releases and things like that. And so the abiding leader, we've got a whole list. Let me pull up my list here. We have some phenomenal things that we have planned for the future. Like we want to do, we want to interview some of our board members, as well as I'm going to do some interviews where we talk about the Journey Discipleship Platform. And we're going to talk about what does that look like in churches? What does that look like in the business world? We're going to talk to the founder of Influencers and the executive director and get them on here. We've got Marketplace Ministry. I got a couple guys that one of them is getting ready to retire from a Fortune 500 company, and the other one works for a Fortune 500 company, and how they've been able to use their faith in the marketplace. And so on and on and on. There's all these podcasts we have that are going to be more on the Leader podcast in addition to, you know, the Continuing Abiding Life podcast. But let me give you a few updates and some other things as well. I want to say thank you to everyone who's been a part prayerfully or financially over the last, we started this in 2013, over the last however many years, that is 8 years, God has just grown this ministry. We've evolved really rapidly for the size ministry we are. And so it's just really neat to see God, what he does when you just walk in obedience. And so even looking at our this year's budget, it's a little more than it was last year. Our basic general budget's $50,000, but then we're in the middle of this Spanish translation. That's a huge update. We've raised over $18,000 of the $24,000 we need. So if that's something God puts on your heart, you can go to the website, abidingnetwork.com, and give towards the Spanish translations. We have some huge open doors in Central South of Latin America, where we're getting the translating done in Colombia, and we have some Costa Rica, different places that are asking for these types of resources in Spanish. And so Spanish is a large people group here in Northwest Arkansas, Spanish speaking. And so it's just really cool that God is inviting us into some of those areas. With our general budget of $50,000, we've raised almost $30,000. So we're looking to raise about another $20,000. So again, if the Lord lays it on your heart, you should be giving financially to your local church first. That's where your main bulk of your giving should be. But if God leads you to do something in addition to that, but I'm telling you all that because when people give with their time, as far as they're serving the ministry in different capacities or their treasure financially or their talent, where they come and serve in those ways, man, we're seeing kingdom fruit. We're seeing God do some amazing things, and you get to be a part of that, whether you sow or water or give financially, or you're the one actually preaching the messages or writing the books. We're all ministers of the gospel. We all have a part to play, and it takes all parts. And so I just want to say thank you for everyone who's been a part of what we're doing here in the Abiding Network. So the future of the Abiding Life podcast is solid. Again, if I had a little bit more bandwidth in my time, I'd probably do a lot more on the Abiding Leader and the Abiding in Theology, or the Abiding Theology podcast, where we'll throw those in here in the very new future. I want to do some more where we just do Q&As, where, you know, we did one on Zoom a while back and it was actually pretty awesome. I think we did an hour and 15 minutes where people just kept asking questions, kind of like shooting from the hip. Like they just ask the questions and we answer the questions. And so if we don't know the answer, we say we don't know and we'll get back with you, or you can look it up yourself. But I love those environments because sometimes people are studying and they're doing what they know to do, and they're just looking for a specific answer that they're having a hard time getting. And so we want that podcast to be for that as well. I mentioned those two other books that we're going to be producing. When we do a book release, we'll have a podcast about each one of those. Actually, some of these, I've had a lot of people ask about doing like book review, like more than just one podcast, like doing an entire series where we actually go through the book in a little bit more detail. That's an option as well. But ultimately, I just want to take this podcast to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I know, you know, podcasts are a popular thing, and there's millions of them out there. I listen to probably 10 or 12 that I have regularly. I think there's three that I listen to every episode while I work out or while I'm driving. And just, it feeds me. And so I hope and pray that this is not just me talking into the airwaves and saving, you know, information on a hard drive, but that's being a blessing. We know it is because people email us and people talk to us and people send us notes. So we know it is a blessing. We've had people purchase books through the ministry because of this. We've had people find our YouVersion because of the Abiding Life podcast. So again, if you're not a subscriber to iTunes or Spotify, you can go in and subscribe and then share it with others as well so that we can get this message out there. But we're excited about another 100 episodes, and however long the Lord leads us to do this, we want to continue to get this content out there. So thank you so much. 100th episode, praise God. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord, and we just give it to you. We ask, Lord, that you continue to bless what you're doing, and anything that's not of you that we're doing, Lord, that you just remove it from off of this ministry, and Lord, that you continue to invite us into places where the gospel is preached, and we can bring this abiding life message to people's lives of knowing Christ, to make him known, intimacy, vertically driven relationship with you. We love you and thank you for that. God bless you guys, and we will see you on our 101 episode or session next week. God bless.